I believe that the rural people especially are still very exposed to those marauding gangs. While there might have been some successes, I would hope that the Gardaí wouldn't continue to reduce Garda presence in rural Ireland. I mean, you know, there is a deterrent there that has to be maintained. And I'm really concerned that the Garda numbers are continuing to fall in the Sligo division and in the Leitrim division. And I think that the fact that this could be used to continue to close rural Garda stations and to reduce numbers is very concerning to me. This may be only a blip in the statistics. And I believe, you know, at this time of the year, we always have low crime. But it's coming into the winter months that we do have an uptake. So I'd be very concerned about this type of release coming out at this time from the Garda Commissioner.
And do you think it effectively sends out the wrong message then?
Well, I think they can take some credit for, you know, Operation Thorn, but it does definitely send out a concerning message that, oh, we have this dealt with, so now we can reduce our numbers. I think if the numbers aren't increased and maintained, these gangs will continue their activity. So I'm very concerned about this type of release.
And we did see in recent weeks as well that a lot of Garda personnel are to be pumped into the capital. And time again, we also see that recruits coming out of Templemore, the North West, benefits the least. Your reaction to that?
Well, this is my underlying concerning point this morning, is that the Gardaí might use this type of information to continue to reduce the Garda numbers. I mean, we need a stronger Garda presence to make sure that our rural Ireland feels safe in their own homes. Like, there continues to be a lot of machinery and cars and bicycles being stolen on a weekly basis, and we still have a number of break-ins into houses. And a lot of those break-ins are not being reported because very few detections happen of those different thieves, and, you know, the people really don't feel secure. So I'd be very concerned that, you know, that we don't continue to increase the Garda presence in rural Ireland and have them, you know, the Garda underground and the beat, collecting the information locally, building up that relationship with the local people is vital. The community guard, we don't see that many of them now. They're very thin on the ground. We need to ensure we have more of those.